Various people in the media, and indeed in politics, will tell you things like the UK is getting less prosperous, or young people today are less prosperous than their parents were. In this video, I want to outline why statistics that are typically bandied about in the media, such as cost of living or productivity, don't show us the true picture of prosperity. Before I do that, let's just have a look at what these two statistics mean. Cost of living is typically calculated by taking the median wages and putting them against average prices. So if you have a look at my example here, the median wage in 1960 was about £15,000 adjusted for inflation. In 2017, it was £27,000, which is 80% higher. And the average loaf of bread in 1960 was 99 pence, and it was 55 pence in 2017. That's 44% lower. So the purchasing power of the average worker in 2017 was around 66% higher than in 1960. So £3 would get you three loaves of bread in 1960 and five loaves of bread in 2017. So generally, you use this to try to calculate the standard of living using wages and prices. Then productivity, that's usually calculated by taking the total GDP, that is the total output of a nation in money, divided by the total hours worked. So in the UK, for example, the annual GDP is about 2.69 trillion. Total hours worked for a year is about 53.56 billion. The UK's productivity is, they work out, is $101.50 output per hour. So usually they take these two statistics, the cost of living and productivity, and they use them to compare the UK against other countries and also against itself in previous years. And depending on how these figures come out, they say the UK is doing well or not so well. However, all of this misses the fact that it's not really about money or prices. It's about time. Prosperity, wealth, really is all about time and time saving. To take an example, let's look at light. In 1750 BC, your typical candle looked a bit like this. In Babylon, it gave you 24 lumen hours. It costs 50 hours of work at average wages for 1 hour of light from one of these candles. So candles were incredibly expensive in 1750. You had to work a long time and they wouldn't give you a lot of light for it. Fast forward all the way to 1800 here in the UK, and one of these tallow candles would give you about 186 lumen hours, and it would cost our average worker about 6 hours of work for an hour of light. So fast forward another 80 years and they were using these. By this point, that's your kerosene lamp, and they would put out about 4,400 lumen hours. And they cost your average worker about 15 minutes of work for 1 hour of light. Now let's fast forward again to 1950, and by this point we've got our incandescent light bulb, which put out 531,000 lumen hours. That cost our average worker in 1950 8 seconds of work for 1 hour of light. Then fast forward again to 2010, about 8 years ago, and we had these, the compact fluorescent light bulb there, that puts out 8.4 million lumen hours, and it costs 0.5 seconds of work at average wages for 1 hour of light. So from our tallow candle there to the compact fluorescent light bulb, we saw a 43,500-fold improvement in the amount of time it takes on average wages to pay for 1 hour of light. And this, I would suggest, is prosperity. To try to put this in personal terms, let's take an average worker from 2018. There he is, sitting in the office there with his shades. And let's magically transport him back to 1960. And let's just assume that he takes his annual wages with him to 60 and that he could spend this currency. Now, naturally, our 2018 man would be one of the richest guys around in the town in terms of money, because as we saw, he's got about 80% higher wages, but he'd have no access to computers, he'd have no access to smartphones, to the internet, to fluorescent light bulbs, to Amazon, to eBay, to any of the goods and services that have come along since 1960. So his standard of living would reduce to 1960 levels, despite the fact he's got so much more money. And this is because prosperity is truly measured in time, not in money or output per hour or any of these calculations. It's about time. If you take our 2018 man, he consumes about 40,000 times as much artificial light as our 1750 man. 50 times more power, 250 times as much transport in passenger miles, and so on and so forth. Prosperity is the increase in the amounts of goods and services you can earn with the same amount of work. So, just going to take another example. Let's take a 361-mile journey by stagecoach in 1800. That would have cost 1 month average wages at that time, and it would take you 24 hours travel time to get to your destination. Fast forward to today, we can do the same journey by car. It would take you 8.5 hours on £7.28 per hour. So that's minimum wage, that's not even average wage. For many people, I calculated this, fill up your car, it's about £62. You can work out how many hours that would take you to earn. And it takes you 6 hours to get to the destination. Naturally, of course, you could go by train or by plane and get there even quicker, and you can work out how long it would take you to earn the ticket. Finally, let's have a look at the McDonald's cheeseburger here. In 1950, it took the average worker 30 minutes to earn that. In 2010, it took the average worker just 3 minutes. So when you're making comparisons between today and 50 or 60 or 70 years ago, it's not just the prices and the goods and the purchasing power or productivity expressed as money per output hour that you need to look at. You also need to look at what you can do with the time. Prosperity is all about time. Hopefully you've learned something here.
Now get out.
And a very special thanks to the Crimson Satyr, Sir Percy Blakeney, Andrew, Binary Surfer, Hornito Jones, Glenn Raymond, Kuzga, Ginger Bill, Michael Burt, Time Stealer, Tragic Vision, Blake Barrows, Holy Spatula, The Ambivalent Onion, and Edward Darrow.